Praise the Lord. Raise your hands and pray. Thank God that He's working everything for your good in Jesus' name. Glory, 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 glory. Well, this morning, I want to talk to you about being filled with fresh oil. You know, that means we need refreshing. And this is camp meeting time. It's a time of refreshing. Now, I know some of you have to work and so forth and so on, but come as much as you can, especially if you work days. Come to night services. You know, I know some people that take off, they've been doing it for years. They come in for camp meeting. Some of the people right here in this church do that. But, you know, in our Christian life, as we walk through our Christian life, we need times of refreshing. How many of you have ever had to refresh your house? You know, Acts 3:19 says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." That's what I want to zero in on in that scripture, is that last part, so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. You know, anybody ever run out of gas? You know, that is a very unpleasant experience. When that engine sputters and the gas gauge shows empty. Of course, you all know I like racing, and I was watching one of the NASCAR races here the other day, and they were coming right toward the end, and they was trying to stretch their fuel, and the guy leading, he come off the last corner, and he ran out of gas, and they caught him, and I think he got third. He was still coasting fast enough. He got third or fourth, but he could have won, but he didn't stop and refresh his gas tank. And that's why you run out of gas. You don't stop and refresh your gas tank. Fill it up. You know, God does not want us to face our problems and go through life in our own power and our own strength. He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us, to give us strength. That if you read the Word of God, it tells you that the Holy Spirit is there. And oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. And you'll see this as we get into especially in the Old Testament. It's a type of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to talk to you a few moments this morning about being refreshed with fresh oil. Say fresh oil. How many of you have ever had to put fresh oil in your car? You better. Because you're going to ruin an engine if you don't. You know, all of you know that my grandson Cameron drives sprint car, race car. And I think is it ever three races you got to change the oil and, Ever five races. Every five races, he has to change the oil, everything, because that oil gets polluted and it can cause damage to the engine. You know, we had a Ramograd years and years and years ago, and all of a sudden he called and he said, "My car just quit running. It's down here and stopped down there by Garnett and Sandy First." It was so far back, it was just two-lane road back then, no street lights, no nothing. And his motor, it said it just stopped, so we checked it out, and his motor had locked up. And got to checking it, he didn't have a drop of oil in that car. And he said, "Well, I didn't know you needed to put oil in it." He didn't refresh his oil, and now he has to buy a new engine. You know, there's some people trying to go through life like that. They got filled with the Spirit, but they hadn't refreshed, and they need it. You know, David was talking here in Psalms 92:10. But my horn, you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Now, the last part of that verse in another translation reads, you've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me. Now, let's look in the Old Testament. Whenever the prophet and priest and king were anointed, they were anointed with oil, which was a representation of the Holy Spirit. Okay? It was a representation of the Holy Spirit. There was only three people in the Old Testament that was anointed with the oil. And that was the prophet, priest, and king. That's the only three. Here in this dispensation of the Holy Spirit, or dispensation of the church, however you want to call it. You know, it depends on where you studied and who you studied under. Some people call it the dispensation of grace. Some people call it dispensation of the church. Some people call it the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And they're all three mean the same thing. I didn't mean to get theologically on you, but that just comes out when you've studied it. Now, we are filled with the Spirit. And then we are anointed with the Spirit. Amen. We don't have to be anointed from the outside. We are filled with the Spirit. They weren't filled with the Spirit. They were anointed. We're filled with it. See, evidently, David needed a fresh anointing in order to go out and triumph over his enemies. See, he had been anointed as king. You go back there and read when Samuel went down to Jesse's house. You find out that he had anointed him with oil. He anointed him to be king. But here he's talking about you having pouring out fresh oil. Fresh oil. See, in our Christian life, we need a refreshing. Need fresh oil. And then again, David said in Psalms 23:5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now all of you know it, Psalms 23. You anoint my head with oil. Now, I used to work, when I was going to Bible school, plastic manufacturing company. I've told you that story many times. But now that piece of machinery, and I made bowls, we molded bowls, it operated at 13,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Those molds that come down and squeeze that plastic out and make a bowl, because it was domed out here and go down in and press that deal. Now, but ever so often I would go in, because I worked a midnight shift, and they say, go over here and do this. Your machine is down. They're oiling it. You see, it takes a long time for 13,000 degrees to cool down. And then it takes a while for it to heat up back up to that. But they had to let it cool all the way down. And then they had to oil that machine. They had, in other words, they were refreshing it. If they didn't, it eventually would quit operating. The same thing with you. If you're not refreshed with the Spirit, you're going to have a problem. See, now, as you look at this Psalms 23:5, that you anoint my head with oil, it makes it very clear that we need to be anointed with fresh oil. Now, as we begin to look into the New Testament, the first person we want to look at is Jesus. Now, when you look at Jesus in Luke 3:21, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. While he prayed, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved son, and when I'm well pleased. Now this is Jesus being filled with the Spirit. Right here. Now, this is Luke's account of it. And so then in the next chapter, It says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I want you to notice that here, it just didn't say Jesus filled with the Holy Spirit. It says Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is an indication of a continuation. Am I right or wrong? You know, it's one thing to be filled. That's a one-time experience. But to be being filled is a continued refreshing. I want you to notice in this scripture, being led or being filled by this, I should say, being filled with the Spirit comes before being led by the Spirit. If you're going to be led by the Spirit, you got to be filled with the Spirit. Hello. And you got to keep yourself refreshed. You know, how many of you have washed your car or had it washed? You just didn't have it washed one time. You continually washing it or have it washed. Why? So it, keep it clean. As we go through life, we need to realize that even though we're filled with the Spirit, we're hitting all these problems, these trials, we have all kinds of situations coming at us. And so being refreshed or refilled with the Spirit for you is like washing your car. You get rid of all that junk. Come on now. Anybody getting anything? See, as we go through life, stuff builds up on us. We don't realize it. We start succumbing to the world. We start entertaining some of their ideas. Well, this might be all right. No, it's not. It's against the scripture. It's against the scripture. If it's against the scripture, it's not all right. And if you continue to refill yourself with the Spirit, you don't go that direction. Come on now. How many of you work at a job where you have to retrain? Yeah. Refresh. Yeah. You know, our pilot, Dave Fussell, his wife Dawn's on the camera. There she is on the camera. You know what? Twice a year, he goes to flight safety for refreshing. There's Lieutenant Colonel retired Moore, Steve Moore, sitting right there. He flew the F-16, right? Did you just learn how to fly in flight school and then never retrain? No. You had training exercises all the time. Why? If you're not careful, you lose your edge. I know Cam driving the race car. When, like, we finished there in October, and he didn't race again until April. And he'll go out and have some practice time because he says, I need seat time. I need to get back refreshed in driving. How many of you haven't driven for a long time and you get back in the car and start driving and actually you have to refresh yourself with the car. Anybody? Hello? If you, even though you're a driver, have a driver's license and you're a driver and a good driver, you get in a new car you never driven before. If you don't, before you ever start up and go, if you don't refresh yourself with where all of the gauges are, where all the switches are, you're going to end up, it gets dark, you don't even know how to turn the lights on. Anybody ever been there? Yeah. See, we refresh all the time in every area of life. Don here, my son-in-law, he does all kinds of business. I'm very proud of him. But I know he's into real estate. One thing he's into is real estate. And I know that he looks at refreshing courses, stuff all the time to refresh his memory about different things. My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, he's a banker. And he gets stuff all the time in the mail to refresh his thing, refresh him on all kinds of different things. Our brother Gene back there, he's a banker. He's been a member of this church for many years. Did you just go to banking school and then be a banker, or do you have to refresh all the time? All the time, you hear? Refresh. We need to realize we refresh all the time in natural things, so we need to refresh ourselves in the spiritual things all the time. Being filled with the Spirit. I know medical people have to refresh. How many educators, school teachers, principals, and so forth and so on? Hey, I know you guys have to go back for refreshing stuff all the time, right? You know, hey, back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, I could work on a car. I started working on cars when I was a teenager. I could work on cars. I can't do it now. Some of you were, how many of you in the same boat? You could do it back then. You couldn't do it now because everything's changed, and I haven't refreshed myself with all the changes of knowing how to hook it up to the computer. We have to figure out what was the matter with it. Certain symptoms, okay, maybe it's the electrical system. No, maybe it's the fuel system. Hello? You know, they used to have, how many of you remember when that distributor had points in it? Yeah. And what happens once those things start going, wearing out, and then they weld together? Engine stops. You got to refresh that thing. Oh, we used to have generators instead of alternators. No, and those generators had brushes in them. And you had to change those out or your generator quit working. Also, the starter was the same way. See, but that's all changed now. You know, Cameron is studying mechanics. They plug into a computer and the computer says, okay, go check this, go check that, go check this. We had to figure it out. But you see, I can't do that because I haven't been refreshed to do all that. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need spiritual refreshing. Now point to yourself. I need spiritual refreshing. Anybody getting anything this morning? Come on now. The fresh oil of the Holy Spirit is the thing that keeps us going. We need to keep our tank full. Come on now. You know, with some diesel tanks, and even sometimes in the gasoline tanks, if in certain types of weather, if you're not careful, if you don't keep that at a level, it starts, especially in diesel, you'll start getting condensation buildup. Especially in diesel, does that. If you do, you're in trouble. Any of you ever let a diesel tractor, truck, car run out of fuel? Man, it is a trouble to get that thing restarted. Come on now. Refresh. Say it, refresh.
Refresh.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Now let's look at the day of Pentecost for just a moment. Anybody getting anything today? I'm enjoying teaching today. Are y'all enjoying it? If y'all enjoying it as much as I am, we ought to be shouting about now. All right. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, look at that. One place, one accord. See, we come in here for camp meeting into one place. We come in here in one accord with one thing in mind, and that is to refresh and get ourselves tuned up so we can go out and do the work of the Lord. Amen. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind. It filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as fire. One sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. The Holy Spirit descended and sat on Jesus in the form of a dove. The Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples in the form of a flame, just like that. And then there was a rushing wind. They heard wind. You see, they were filled right there with the Holy Spirit. But two chapters later, in Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, wait a minute. I thought they just was filled two chapters before. They were. But now here, they're filled again. They refilled. Refreshed. Why were they praying? And why did they need to be refreshed? Because they had been told by the religious leaders to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. And they needed to be filled and refreshed with the power of God, because Peter got up on the day of Pentecost right there in the middle of the city and preached, and 4,000 people come to the Lord. Now, here he is. Here he got filled with the Spirit there. But now he's been threatened and told, don't speak in that name anymore. They were praying, and they were filled again with the Holy Spirit and went out and spoke with boldness. That's one of the things the Holy Spirit helps us to do. It helps us to be bold, to take the word of God for what it says and believe it and speak it. That's why you need to be refreshed all the time, so you can keep speaking boldly the word of God. You know, we need to be filled again and again with fresh oil. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, don't be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. NLT says it. I like it. NLT said, don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amplified says, ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. The New International Standard Version says, keep on being filled with the Spirit. We do not need to settle for some natural substance to stimulate us, but we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. You won't feel good? Get filled with the Spirit of God. Come on now. He wants us to be filled to overflowing. Stay full and overflowing. It's one thing to have a quarter of a tank. It's one thing to have a half a tank or three quarters or even to be filled. But it's another thing to have an overflowing. Overflowing. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, there's some people that get by on other people's overflowed blessing. That don't last long. You better be the one that's pouring out the overflow and not just dabbling around in the overflow. Come on now. That's good. I never thought of that before. And I'm saying some good things today. If y'all didn't know it, thought I'd tell you. You know, some people, you talk to them, you feel the Spirit. Yeah, I got filled back in 1978 in the Charismatic Renewal. Well, that's great. I'm glad. But are you still filled? I think there's some people that got filled, but I don't know that they're still, they haven't refreshed. Come on now, don't sit down on me now just because I'm preaching real good. I'll borrow a phrase from my dad. If you can't say amen, say oh me. Anybody ever heard that phrase? He said it all the time. Some stuff I have to leave alone, though, you know. You know, some people were baptized a long time ago, received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and instead of refilling, they're just trying to operate on what they got back then. Sort of like the man. His wife said, well, you don't ever tell me you love me. He said, I told you we loved you when I loved you when we got married, and if I change my mind, I'll let you know. That's not good enough. I got filled with the Holy Spirit back so and so when this day. Hey, that's not good enough. You gotta keep filled. You know, you can't coast along in life with yesterday's filled job. You have to continually be refreshed, refilled. You know, if you continually refill with the Holy Spirit, you'll have a song in your heart. You'll be a worshiper, not a griper. Not a complainer. You'll be a worshiper. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you keep yourself refreshed with the fresh oil of the Holy Spirit, you'll have a thankful attitude. Amen. You'll count your blessings, not your problems. You know, Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are things you will be. This is what being refreshed keeps you doing. You know, now I'm not a singer. I can sing a little bit. But, you know, I'll just be sitting around sometime. I just start singing the song. You know. Now, I usually sing ones that I grew up singing in the church, but most of you wouldn't even know them, you know. But if you got this, if you're being refreshed with the Spirit, the song comes up. Hello? And then, if you're refreshed with the oil of the Holy Spirit, you have no trouble giving preference to somebody else. You can give because with God, there's more than enough. Amen. Ephesians 5:21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Amen. You know, we need to realize, even though we were filled, we need to be refilled over and over and over and over. Need to fill our tank up. If you feel yourself getting down, getting all complainy and gripey, hey, go fill the tank up. Get in your prayer closet and begin to speak in tongues. See, over there when Paul talks about building yourself up on most holy faith, when you pray in the Spirit, you're refilling, you're refreshing. That's why it's important to pray in the Spirit. Not just get filled with the Spirit. Continue to be filled. One of the scriptures says, be being filled. You know, when the early church, those people that got filled with the Holy Spirit and then refilled with the Holy Spirit, they radically changed the world. In fact, the Word of God says those that have turned the world upside down have come here also. Talking about those that were filled with the Spirit. What we need to change our world in 2018 AD is the same thing that they needed in 33 AD. Being filled with the Spirit, who empowers you to rise up and change your world. I'm not talking about the general world. I'm talking about your world you live in. That's your world. In fact, I did a whole subject preaching on that a long time ago. Then I got a book out there called Create the World You Want to See or You Want to Live In. You create it by being filled with the Spirit, by saying what the Word of God said. The Word says it. I believe it. That settles it. Quit being a thermometer that just reflects the temperature and be refreshed with the Holy Spirit and be a thermometer that sets the temperature. Be filled with fresh oil and boldly declare the Word of God. You know, it's time for us to realize that we need times of refreshing. This is a time of refreshing. Camp meeting is a time of refreshing. It's a time to pull up to the God's Holy Spirit pump and get filled up. Hello. You pull up to the Get and Go or gas station and you get out, you get that and you put that in there and you refill that tank. This is a time to refill your Holy Spirit tank. Some of you don't realize it, but you're running on empty. The things of the world have hit you, the trials, the trouble, the tribulations. You know, this hadn't, Lynette on the way here, she said, man, this hadn't, you know, we're going on vacation after camp meeting. She said, I just can't hardly wait. She said, this has been a hard year. But you know what? I'm going to refill my time. In fact, I'm refilled. I mean, I wrote three sermons last Wednesday for camp meeting. This one tonight, and one for Thursday night. And I got my tank sort of refilled. You know, hey, preachers, we have to keep ourselves refilled because we go through all kinds of stuff. The rest of the staff feels sorry for Brother Bill sometimes because he handles so many of the problem situations. But you know what? He keeps his tank full and God keeps him going. Keep your tank full and God will keep you going. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I've given you the Spirit so that you can walk through life, not with a frown on your face, but a smile, not with drudgery, but a song in your heart. The Holy Spirit has come to guide you and direct you and lead you through life. And as you follow Him, as you refresh yourself and follow Him, He will lead you to great things. And you'll see that it's not like you thought it was going to be, but it's greater than you thought it was going to be because the Spirit of God has already prepared it for you, but unless you refill yourself and learn how to follow Him and let Him direct you, you'll never make it to that point. So be refilled. Be being refilled with my Spirit, and I will lift you up to the heights that you've never been before, and you will shout and jump and rejoice because you are so glad that you refreshed with God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. That's not in here. Everybody stand up. I've gone long enough. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I talked to the people for a few moments today about being filled with the Spirit and refreshed with the Spirit of God. Father, I pray that you would minister to every heart and every life in this place today. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God be in this place. And let people refresh themselves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bow your heads, please. I never like to have a service and I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. Unless you know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you can't get in on this beautiful, wonderful experience of being filled with the Spirit. Some of you in this place, you may be here today, and you know what it is to be in that place, but you know you're not there, and you need to rededicate your life to God. Or you may be in this place today, and you say, listen, I'm born of the Spirit, but I've never been filled with the Spirit of God, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 4, and I want to be filled today. Anybody on any one of those invitations, raise your hand right now. I want to see you. I want to pray for you. Come on, let me see. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It's upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in this place. Let me see your hand, and I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Well, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a hand over here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are there other hands? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm going down front. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to get out in the aisle and come down here right now so I can shake your hand and pray with you right now. Come on. Come on.
Don't come to the altar.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on. We're going to wait a minute. We're going to wait a minute. Come on.
Was bought with.
Come on, right now.
The precious blood.
This is your time.
Jesus,
come on now.
Christ,
come on right here, man. God bless you, buddy. Thanks
the
for
Father's
bringing me,
arms
thank you,
are
hey,
open
man,
wide.
Praise God. Well, wait. Come on.
Was
if you're in the balcony, you want to come. Ushers will get you down here. Come on right now.
Blood of Jesus Christ. Oh,
you need to rededicate your life. You want the Holy Spirit.
The altar,
you need salvation.
The
come on now.
Father's arms are
hallelujah
open
to Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Guys, let me have your hand. I'm going to pray with you here, and then I'm going to ask you to go to a special place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually and in depth, okay? Congregation, reach hands out. Pray for these guys. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these young men. I thank you that their life will be changed today as they receive every spiritual need in their life met today. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it right now. Would you just turn with Greg? Go with Greg, that place where you can be prayed with individually and in depth. Go ahead with him, little man. There we go. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You got something you want to sing? All right. Ask Rich. He said he got something. Let's sing.
Got something that was rolling up. I'm staying filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm staying filled with the Holy Ghost. 'Cause he takes the part with me. We are against the enemy. And who can stand against us when he's for us? Oh, I'm staying filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm staying filled with the Holy Ghost. 'Cause he takes the part with me. 'Cause we're against the enemy. And who can be against me when he's for me?
Stay filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.